Now, many of us with busy jobs run on coffee, but could that work for buses? One British entrepreneur thinks so. He wants the famous red buses in London to be run on biofuel made from coffee waste. But why coffee? I asked our technology reporter, Jane Wakefield.
It's widely drunk. I mean, there's a coffee shop, it seems, on every street these days, and it creates a degree of waste, which can then is obviously of no use to the coffee shops, but can be used to make biofuel, which is increasingly being seen as a sort of clean alternative to fossil fuels.
And it could also help combat pollution.
Indeed, yes. And in London, we have an especially sort of big problem with pollution. But cities around the world are looking for greener ways to bring down the levels of pollution, get rid of fossil fuels, and turning to things like biofuel for that. And in London, this entrepreneur who runs a company called BioBean has done lots of deals with coffee chains, has got a factory in the UK that is turning this coffee waste into biofuel. And his next plan is to do that with a London bus. And the details of that are going to be revealed later this month.
As you say, there's no shortage of coffee waste in London. When will we see that first coffee-run bus in London?
So the details are at the end of this month, when and I guess that will be an actual real bus run on coffee on the streets. If you could get enough coffee waste, and we do apparently drink 500,000 tonnes of coffee in the UK, and if you could use all of that, all of the waste from that, you could power a city the size of Manchester, according to BioBean.
It'd be interesting to know if there'd be an aroma of coffee as you're boarding that bus. That'd be quite nice, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be lovely? So much nicer than petrol fumes.
And there has been more of a focus on biofuels made from food waste rather than food itself, because you don't then need land to grow.
Exactly. A few years ago, there was a big push for biofuels made from crops. But then the question became, well, you know, these crops, in some ways, you're creating as much problems with that because the crops could be used for feeding people. So increasingly, people are looking to things like coffee and sewage even to make biofuel.
But even chocolate, that seems like a waste of chocolate.
Well, yes.